All right. Doggone, you ran through this real fast there. But I need to take a second. Juanita's been giving me courage. Strength. Thank you all. Oh, yes, thank you. Maybe those simple words, but I find out they fit the things that I feel when I say that. Thank you. Oh, yes. Thank each and every one of you. Thank you. Thank you, my brothers and sisters. Isn't that something? I've been so limited all of my strength. And come to find out how big my family is. How big this world really is. This is something. Really something. Thank you for taking your precious time out of your days, your weekend, out of your wonderful lives. Thank you for coming on in here. Because by your coming in like this, you're demonstrating and illustrating to a monkey like me that life is worth living. Life is worth. I haven't been looking for life. Most people were looking for something. I didn't come in here looking for anything, but looking to get out of here. I came in and on an angle. I was forced in here. I'm an angle shooter. Came in on an angle. And look what you found. I didn't find you. You found me. This is so exciting. Retreat. I'm learning what a retreat is. This is a retreat, the retreat. I've been to a couple of them, but never, ever. And I think I'd ever find something like this for me. Oh, yes. Retreat. I've been learning through my sponsor, Ted. And Ted said a lot of things to me. And that's the guy I heard. It's hard for me to hear. I'm hard of hearing, can't remember. That was a white dude. I called him a white dude. I heard him. And he wasn't doing what the judges usually do, or the policemen. He was letting a rhythm, the music, a rhythm flow. His name was Francis Quinn. I don't want to get into all this. I don't know if some people call it all of this and all of that. What do you got to go through all of that for? Because all of that is all the reason that I'm alive today. Didn't ever know it. Didn't know. And he wasn't a brother then. I just found out where my family is since you drew me in. I didn't have sense enough, even after found out that you all meant me good. Not only meant me good, you did me good. Francis Quinn, who was he? Later on, I found out he was my white brother. I found out that he was my white brother. A lot of black brothers and sisters look at me out of the corner of their eyes. They say, that monkey has quit drinking, but he's going way out there. Maybe so. It's all right. I need to be out there. I need to be out there. And I want to stay out there where I am. Out there and up there. It's kind of hard for me to find the words because I have a very limited formal education, but I have heard the words from quite a few of you who had the command of the English language, and I heard you describe this outfit, and it really isn't an outfit. Some people call it a lot of things. It's a kind of a treasure chest. I've heard them describe it, those people who described it to me, laying up in a hospital. There wasn't any treatment centers. I didn't make any treatment centers. My treatment centers was laying up out in the sidewalk and going in those bull centers in the jailhouse. It was my treatment centers, pockets cut all out on the streets of Chicago up in those alleys. Treatment centers. I'm in the greatest educational center on earth. I want to tell you something quick because I got to tell you something fast about you. Because I'm not here to tell you what happened and how to. See, you know what happens to a fool. See, I don't have to tell you. You know well. And you know for real what happens to a fool. I missed it, what happened to this fool. I can get little pictures of it. But you know, you knew when I creeped and seeped in here, when I quivered and shivered into these rooms. My sponsor Ted said so. Everybody know who you are. You a fool. And not just that, he identified me all the way down and said, you're a black fool. I had my part of my identification. How did he know? How did he, after I found out about the equipment here, I said, how could he take my inventory? I heard he told me I have to take my, he gave me my inventory. I hated him. Francis Quinn, real quick. Laying out on a post office floor, on the 8th floor, the biggest post office in the world, on Connell and Van Buren, 8th floor. Looked up as usual and always found a lot of people standing over me. Anywhere, family reunions, I was the first one to fall out. Out in the streets, the cops on the beat, they were looking down trying to make decisions over me. Francis Quinn. I said, who is this white dude here? Somewhere flighty in my mind. That was my adjective, different kinds of adjectives. And he had his hand, he put his hand in my hand. Things start to change. He put his hand in my hand. And I knew right then something was happening. They began to tell me, and I knew it, but I didn't know what the name was. The moment of truth. Yes, the moment of truth came. The moment of truth. My sponsor told me about it. A couple of more guys said, that was the moment of truth, fool. And I believe that each and every one of us get a chance to have this focus on this moment of truth one time in life. I believe. It happened. We get that chance. It happened to me a couple of times. Once on 43rd Street with a knife on my neck. I could feel something hot draining down my neck. And this guy, lady was him sister's. She said, don't kill him, brother. She said, he ain't worth it. You're going to have to take off a day's work fooling with him. She was right. That guy was trembling and drunk. I don't know how I got from under that knife. I had several incidents like that. I know you know what I'm talking about. Maybe not as drastic and maybe worse. The moment of truth. The moment of truth. Whether you follow through on what you should do or not, you'll never be the same after the moment of truth. You'll never be the same, never. Never be able to do the same old things over and over and over with peace. Can't go out there and get drunk. Clown and know that it isn't something that you can do. Moment of truth. Francis Quinn sent me to Ted. Had inspectors. Inspectors come from Washington, D.C. They're the policemen of the police, of the post office all over the country. And they had me cold turkey. And this man wouldn't let them. The superintendent, he took care of me. I couldn't believe it. A churning started in my life, my sisters and brothers. I tell you, I got to speed this up because I got to tell you about this. This has something to do. This has something to do with me and you and life. From strife to life, this is real. Say, well, this ain't got nothing without, you don't even talk about drug addiction. You always talk. I'm talking about life, and AA is about life. Drugs are right, but AA mainly ain't about drugs. I'm glad you got a hold of me. It ain't about mood changing, mind altering drugs. Application in my life. That isn't the main stem. I didn't know that. There are so many things I'd like to tell you that I didn't know. And I was old when I stumbled and fumbled in here. I didn't come in here. They said, look at that guy. He's got all that gray hair. See, he must have been in a long time. Oh, I was old when I quivered and shivered in here. I told him, and he told me so one day. I forgot. I didn't know. I've been forgetting. I didn't know how. I said, Ted, look, there's a guy coming in. We grew up together in grammar school over on the west side. He said, shut up and sit down. Wrong again. Stayed wrong. He said, don't you ever tell me about your growing up before you came in here. Say, you've been growing old all your strife. Now you're getting a chance to grow up. Diggity dog. Getting a chance, given a chance to grow up, not just to show up, but to grow up. But it's up to me. Coming from this week. This is the best. This is the key. Getting a chance to grow up. A chance. My sponsor told me, soon as he knew that the stoppers were popping out of my ears, he told me, he said, you were like a frozen zombie, a petrified mummy when you creeped and seeped in here. Yes, you were like a petrified, frozen like the Iceman. They had it, I think, on TV and a movie about the Iceman. And frozen 30,000 years or something. This guy came through and adjusted better than I did. Ted said so. See, Ted knew everything. He gave me information. He told me, he said, you know what? He saw the stoppers coming out. He saw the skin peeling off my ass. He knew that I was coming in. That's what he said. That's Ted. Ted said. He said, I knew you were crossing over. And then he began to tell me. He said, this is a way of life. This is a total way. He began to say. I didn't even know nothing about what he was talking about. But I could hear him every day almost, every week. Over and over and over and over, over and over and over and over. Oh, I hear people talking now. A lot of people say, that old AA, I don't have to be running all those old meetings. Over and over and over, boring, same old thing. I can read, some people say. I can read, I got a book. Sitting up there listening. Tim and Slim and Billy and Willie and Helen. Same old stories. Read my book at home. Boring. But it ain't nothing boring about this way of life. Not to me. Nothing. Nothing is really old and flogging here. Everything is spick and span, brand new every time I hear it now, because there is some excitement. There is some excitement to you with what's happening to me. I didn't hardly know the words. It took a long while to get into this style. I heard you talking the sounds in meetings. I couldn't distinguish what you were saying, but I knew something was happening inside of me. Every time I make meetings, I was like a zombie. I'd go in, and Ted had a seat for me. Every time I went in that meeting, he wouldn't let me sit anywhere. There were some bad elements back in some parts of the room, he said. He said, sit here. All he had to do was tell me, because Francis Quinn, superintendent of outgoing mail, I wanted my job. Ted says something of value have to come in between the fool and that using. Something of value, black fool. I think you get it. Something of value. You began to happen. Francis Quinn. I began to find out more and more. Never, I didn't think that guy saved my. He kept me from going back into jail from way before the war. He kept me. Francis Quinn. I didn't know he cared. I didn't know white folks cared for black folks. I was taught different. Trained and seemingly acting from a little kid up. And I knew, but this violated my teaching. Not only him, I learned some history. I found out the history of my group, the Evans Avenue. And the mustard seed, but the Evans Avenue group, how it got started. I am talking about AA and you and the excitement that hit my life, my sisters and brothers. I better hurry up and tell you why you are my sisters, how I found out who you were to me. My sponsor, Ted, didn't ask me anything, didn't suggest nothing to me. I hear people talking about suggestions. Didn't suggest, I didn't know sponsors. People suggest anything in AA. I hear people in the last 15, last 10, something like this. Hey, you're gonna be hollering at me. I know what to do. You suggest. God told me it says it in the book. I tried to repeat it to Ted pretty good a while ago. I said, Ted, he said, sit down and shut up. I couldn't get up. But I had to push on over because it's in the big book, I told him. I said, look, Ted, see, I had to get way down in here and come up like a mad baby. You know, get to whining to him. I said, Ted, there's it in the book. He said, where? I said, He helped me to learn to read so I could show him. He said something about these are the principles which are suggested. I said, yes, sir. These are the principles which I suggested as a program of recovery, something like that. Suggested as a program of recovery. Ted said, listen, fool. He said, these steps are suggested as a program of recovery. And when you accept the program, the suggestions are over with. Sponsor. Ted said, this is a way of life. It's a program of changes. This is a program of changes. Never, nothing stays the same. Don't have any timeouts in AA. I want to take time out. I want to take time out. I hurt my thumb. Not in AA. I want to take time out to go to the hospital. I got tonsils to come out. You take your big book right on in AA with you, and everybody got your number. You know what you have to do in this group. was talking with Todd back there. My other mustard seed buddy. Got a couple of them here. See, relating. You all relate. Don't take no colors or no height, no rich or no spirit. Ted said, this is a program of changes. Changes. No vacation in AA. See, I'm going to Arkansas, some of my black brothers. See, I'm going to Arkansas. Going down by Little Rock. Things pretty rough. See, I make 10 meetings here. And then I'll store up. No storing up AA meetings. No storing up. That's what Ted said to me. Now, I'm not telling you all anything what you have to do. I am giving you my little thing here, and it came through you. Ted said it to me. I have to tell you, so don't get angry with me if I say something off base seemingly to you, because a lot of things I say is way off the wall. People say, man, you're so off the wall. I'm off the wall. I don't balance so right. I can't understand too much. It's a program of changes. It's a program of action, Ted said. Total. Body, mind, and spirit. Program of action. It's a program of the highest level of being, Ted said, which means spiritual to you, black fool. My schooling had started. Can't forget those things. Ain't got nothing else on you, man, when that whiskey was off and all that other stuff. Didn't have any formal education, didn't get nothing tangled up about taking exams nowhere. My exam was right here. Now I know some people say, oh, you're a fanatic, I don't know what you call me, don't make any difference. I'm glad. That's why you see me walking around with my hair going on my chin and everything else. When I start developing, start making decisions on not shaving, some girls in the post office used to say, what are you trying? That looks cute, don't it? I said, look, young lady, I don't know what it looks like. I said, it ain't got nothing to do with why this is. Postmaster would ask me, say, when you gonna get rid of it? When you gonna cut it? I said, I couldn't tell you, Mr. Postmaster. 1965. Say, I don't know. First time in my life that I had started finding out something about the force, the laws of the universe for me. And wasn't nothing, I wasn't even thinking about it. And everybody was seeming to be in my family, my mothers and aunties, not my mother, but all her sisters, gang of them in the Jackson's family, gang of them. Everybody was focused on me. Finally, I was sober. I had been sober 5 years or 6 years then. Everybody was, they didn't pay any attention to me when I was walking around the other way, clean shaven, drunk as a skunk, stumbling and fumbling. That had nothing to do with me. Nobody asked me too much about it. And I didn't want to discuss it because I was kind of on edge. Didn't have very much confidence. That's why I'm crazy about the sisters and brothers here. I'm sane about you. Not crazy. I'm dead sane about you. I love you to death. I love you to life. Love you tonight. You all produce what I know. I know what Christmas is today. I know what Christmas is today. Never did I. I thought it was about a great big guy flying around on a slave squeezing down chin. I'm finding out. A lot of people forget what it's about. You've been through the trails that we have. I can't say we. Because my sponsor, Ted, said, if you ever get a chance, a privilege, and I was wondering what he was talking about, a privilege, to stand up there before all them people He said, if you ever get a chance to go out, he said, I'm going to take you around. You've been hanging over here on the south side in black territory. A lot of people say, what you mean black territory? That's what it was, black territory. Because you had certain territories you lived in. And that's what he said. All over here in black, you don't haven't been out of this territory to AA meeting since you've been here. He said, when I start taking you around, and Ted was a guy that go around old raggedy car, some like one of them I got at home. And he'd say about, he would talk about a lot of things. Split, but he was splitting. That's what they told me, the old timers in black territory. Old timers in that group, Evans. They said, Ted makes so many, he always using old bad English and everything, and everybody was working in the post office. Everybody was throwing schemes. They was pretty smart guys with the scheme and everything. They finished high school, some of them in college, some of them, and they was talking about Ted, what he was doing to a lot of new people, and especially this scamp from the tramp camp like me. And he was saying, he's telling this guy that the step's going to take him. How the step's going to take him. I want to hurry up and tell you, I know I said it again. Hey, again, because I got to jump up. I guess you'll say, what kind of AA meeting is this? This is an AA meeting coming from me. And this is what you've been teaching me. Give you my experience, strength, and hit. Not my history. My experience, strength, and hope. Hope! I got some today. Never did I ever believe I would have the excitement about life. Just got almost ready to die before I started really learning how to live. You know, this is exciting. Retired from a job, and people usually get set, line things up, people give him a little present, big old rocking chair. Got a favorite bowl to eat out of. Big spoon, whatever you like, make it nice. Sit down, everybody go to get a TV thing where you can just mash. Married a girl, and she said, don't say mash, say press. Well, I'm learning how to get around to that, how to get there. Say press. Say press the button. I can't sit in a rocking chair. I can't be sitting up watching TV, gazing at it then. I got something else to do. I got to come and see you. My sponsor made it known to me when he knew I was in a rhythm. He began to let me know I could do something. He knew a monkey like me could never take it on his own initiative to do anything. Taught me words to say over and over. I heard them. I heard the words, and I get back to this real quick. Yeah, when those guys was telling about the treasures of the universe, when I was laying up in those hospital beds, Marine Hospital, out on Lakeshore Drive, anybody been out there? Yeah, out there, they didn't have any of those VA hospitals, what but one out there in Hines. And that West Side VA, I call it mine. Before it ever came, I was laying up in a hospital bed out there in a bird cage. I heard somebody holler to me, get the bird cage. Well, that's not about it. I was laying out my, when you said that, you got me nervous. I think you're going to put somebody in the bird cage. See? That's all right. Maybe that's where I still belong. I heard them. I was laying up in there. They didn't have no alcoholic ward. They didn't have this and that. They had you bunched up together. Everybody was in a big pool. Had some guys walking around like they were boxers. I said, man, that guy, he said, he ain't going to hit you. He said, he just walk around. I said, I don't want to take no chances. That guy. I got straightened out up here right quick. That guy was swinging. And then they would come around, they'd do all that, and I was laying up out there, all mixed up. But you see, something started happening. You start happening on me. Those people start telling me up at that place in that hospital, They told me about the treasures that you possess. They really let it ring and sing. And I could tell from then, this must be a wonderful place. Even in those crazy, hazy acting days of mine, those people drew a great picture. They had the, looked like they had the words. Those people could describe these treasures. Those people had the highest level English in the language. They could describe everything. But even they, after using the highest level of description in that describing the treasures that you possess, I'm finding out now. Out of all that great language, I have never heard the full treasures that are produced in here. The treasures that you write in here is something. You have it. But AA don't give you nothing, my sponsor Ted said. So I'm not telling you and lecturing, talking about AA don't give you nothing. You got to get out. I can't tell nobody. I said, don't give me anything. That's what Ted said to me. He was talking to me. I can't tell people what Ted told me and tell it to you. Y'all better learn something. Say, you can't do that. You got to know. I don't know what you can do, but I know what I can't do because of what my sponsor Ted said. He said, you can't be sitting up there waiting for AA to give you nothing. AA can't give you nothing, black fool. AA will present you with the best. But you got to reach out and get that grip where you don't have to slip, tip, or flip. Ain't no such thing as slipping. That's what Ted told me now. Don't nobody get mad with me. Talking about ain't no slip. Ted said, not for you. Like a slipping. That word, use it like falling in a velvet bed. Well, I had a slip last week. I had my fifth slip. Oh, I had a relapse. Like I fell in a hot water, out to Hot Water Springs or somewhere in Arkansas. He said, when you pull that off, say you're taking a plunge, an awful eternity, a plunge into the worst action in the universe. Ted didn't play with me. We had fun. That's my sponsor. He said, the highest level of being spirituality. And this is an educational center for you, black fool. Because he knew I was getting hungry for some education. He said, this is a center. You can find anything. And then later on, he began to whip it on me. He told me about what's in here. After we started reading, see, I have to skip, hop, and jump, and scan all through here. Give you the tip of the top, the cream of the crop. I can't dwell on all. And I'd like to tell you all about how my group got started. I'd like to tell you about the whole total of the mustard seed. I'd like to tell you about Melton and Kevin, how I wore them out on the farm. Till I found out from my sponsor Ted a pretty good while ago, you can't wear no AA member out. I didn't know that. So you can't wear an AA member out, Buster. You can't wear one out. You can't rust one out. They don't rust out. AA members don't rust out, don't wear out, don't snag out there. No, no. They got some of that in there. And you can't burn them up. They set them on fire and burn them up and burn them out because they burn on. They burn on. They have eternal fuel. That eternal fuel. Don't have to go to Arlington to that cemetery to find those graves with that flame. They got it here. Those 12 steps, eternal flame, burning, and it will set you on fire if you can develop that desire. That desire sets you on fire. And after a while, you start getting that burning yearning for learning. It'll be fun. You talking about fun? Fun. in the snow time, when it's snowing, when the wind's blowing, raining, make my meetings. He said, make your meetings. Make your meetings. I love it there. Make your meetings. He gave you to me, yours, gave me. You a man. Somebody call it a personal pronoun. I think. Yours, these are your meetings. Well, I said, but yeah, I can't go downtown up there on the third. Say, you go to meeting wherever is an A meeting. They're your meeting. You hear me? I said, yes, sir. Make your meeting. Did you make your meeting? Yes, sir. Did you make your meeting last night, day before? Make your meetings. I started liking to make my meetings. Something started happening in these meetings. After a while, as a zombie, I was standing up and I would look at you all. My father made me sit down. I get so excited, I jump straight up. He'd jump up again. And he'd let me alone. He said, now you go in and get your own coffee. All these pretty sweet black girls getting all your coffee and picking up all that waste stuff you dropping on the floor. And I'd go and get it. He told me where the coffee was. I'd get up there. I go get my coffee. I go and get my coffee. That was a beautiful trip. Going to get my, where you going to get my coffee? My coffee. Going to get my coffee. I got a new language here, a lot of personal things. My coffee, my sobriety, my meeting coming through you. I was proud of that. Made my meetings. Where you go to my meetings, must see. Mustard Seed Group, that's my meeting. Tuesday, 12:30, beginner's meeting. Got my meeting down there. Wasn't proud that I, no big shot is, but I was glad to be in where I got the meeting from. Oh, I'll tell you a little something quick, skip, hop, and jump, skimming and scanning, cream of the top, tip of the top. I've been on the South Side about 5 years, six. Ted told me one day, he said, hey, look, say, you know about white folks in your life, don't you? I said, yes, sir. He said, you have different ideas from a lot of people like that. I said, not all of them. I said, yes, sir. He said, now there's a young white girl just left New York, flying over Chicago. She took sick. Old Todd knows the whole story back there with me. I knew it from the beginning almost. He said, she's there. She had to stop in the city to go to the hospital. And she stayed a long while. She got an apartment. She had that kind of hangover with that nervousness. She was going to California and said they got a new meeting downtown. See, there's a new group a little north of the loop. It's called the Mustard Seed Group. And I want you to be there. 12:30. That's all he had to say. He didn't have to say, you feel like going to the weekend? Do you think you can go? See, people, I say, you think you can go? They feel like going down there? You be down there tomorrow. I say, guess, say, Judge Walter Kelly's looking for you. Judge Walter Kelly runs a 12:30 beginner's meeting. He said, you be down there here, and this girl named Betty Younger. See, they got a whole staff down. They've been going a pretty good while now. Almost a year, something like that. And I was there. Before I got down there, I used to think you had to be a scamp from the tramp camps to belong to this no drunk club. When I got downtown to that Mustard Seed Group a little north of the loop, I began to see people coming through those doors, some owed $1 million and some owned $1 million. They came through those doors, some were living on the high rise on the Lakeshore Drive. Some of them were coming from the Madison Street Dive, the other scampers. You had them from Yale to jail. Priests, panhandlers, judges, and jugglers. Some had PhDs, some had master degrees. Some were nearly in my shape, didn't know the ABCs. But they all had to start at step one. That's what Judge Walt Kelly said, and that's what my sponsor Ted said. To get into this program, step one. 1-1-1. Step one. My sisters and brothers, what a school. What a school, but you have to give your, for a fool like me, but you have to give yourself a chance. Maybe you don't know it, but curiosity got me. The average monkey like me, you kind of curious sometimes, see all those pretty girls. And it wasn't too many just lined up then. It was some girls there. That was surprising to me. And I saw them, and I saw the guys. And you see some people staring around the room because they just got there and they're still hanging over and looking. I had to make them, those people in those rooms. Yeah. I get a little tangled up sometimes in getting this story, trying to run over one and get to another subject matter, because I know what subject matter is to me and what excited and launched me out into another dimension. Here's a monkey that didn't know that he didn't have to drink. I began to find out that there are a lot of things I didn't have to do that I used to had to do but really didn't want to do it but didn't know how not to do it. I'm finding it out through you. Information center. That's what Ted said. This is an information center. High-level information center, Ted said. Educational center. He said somewhere on page 553, they demonstrated. See, I get hooked up on these things because they really fit a puzzle with me and launch me out. He said something about, I get everything I need in Alcoholics Anonymous, and everything I need, I get. And when I get what I need, I invariably find out that it is just what I wanted all the time. So I get what I need and want because they all change. My needs change. Everything, they yell about it on page 25, and there is a solution. See, my sponsor took a dummy like me and got me just enough sense to have a desire. You don't have to have no kind of formal education. You don't get jumped on that. Come on, I can't read it. Got nothing to do with it. Spirit, you can learn. You can learn. German Shepherd learned. He already knew I didn't know. He saved mine in the army. When people talk about humankind, I hear preachers and that. I'm not jumping off any preachers here. It's all right. It's all right, because I believe what the preachers say. But I also believe what AA is teaching me too. And it's not too far away. I am talking about the Sermon on the Mount. These 12 steps, you can take it right from the Sermon on the Mount. That's what my sponsor Ted said. You can take it from Islam, Zoroastrianism, Buddhism, any spiritual development program. Zoroastrianism, any spiritual principles, rules of conduct and fundamental truth. Listen to something. You even get a monkey. I started coming by my mother's house. She put me out a long time ago because I'd go by there and eat. She kept a big kitchen. I was the only little alligator. 40-some years old, getting sober. So she kept me there. She had fed me once a week, yes, ma'am. She had that, we had land. She took that land, took it from me. I'm glad she did. Had land out in Indiana, had some down in Mississippi. Don't want to whisper that out. I had some land in Mississippi. Had some of my mother fix me up with it, but I couldn't be fixed up. Couldn't be fixed up. I abuse and misuse anyone that allowed me to get close to them, my sisters and brothers. You have to teach me that, and you are doing a good job. I'm not talking about you.
I know a lot of you have done nothing too much, but just done it for yourself. That's all you did, because I used to think that. That's all. Now, I'm not saying that you ain't telling me, but I'm talking about me.
I said, I ain't doing nothing to hurt nobody but me, because I think everybody deserves a drink on the Saturday after working hard all 5 days and talking retarded and acting retarded. That ain't all I hurt. I didn't hurt me near bad as I hurt people around me. I am finding out for me. I abuse and misuse anyone that allowed me to get close to them. And that was a way that even a dummy like me could weave in close to people. And messed them up. And didn't intend to do it. Over and over and over. Let me get on in here. My sponsor told me one day he was going to show me how to handle it. He showed all of us, about 8 of us, in that Saturday morning meeting. That was after the Evans Avenue group got started. That's my home group on the south side. In black territory. Some people used to come up, boy, this is the biggest black group in the country. They used to put that out all back in the last of the 50s and 60s. I said, boy, I'm in the biggest AA group, black group. My sponsor told me, he always checked me out. He said, shut up, sit down. I said, messed up again. He said, there is no black groups and no white groups. He said, there are AA groups, black fool. He said, it may be in a black neighborhood where you can't go and live, but it's not a white group. It's an AA group. They're your meetings. And I stopped saying that. Everything looked like the education came to me, and I needed it because I was dealing with spiritual, Ted said. Spiritual means the highest level of being. You don't own nothing, but you own these meetings I tell you to go to. AA don't own anything. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, policy, no other thing associated. Because after a while, like Rockefeller told them real quick, Bill wanted to borrow that and make this. If he got involved, he's gonna peddle his oil and stuff in that. All AA members have to buy standard oil, Amoco. You see, you keep it like you got it. Dr. Bob mentioned a lot of things. I'm skimming over it. Said, don't louse it up. Keep it simple. Don't start telling who can't come here and who can't go there and that and this and that. Say, you get it like the old Washingtonians or something. We're back. Oxford group, that was great. Ted said it. He had been around. The education was roaming through. They got it right there. They got some of the main. That's why they broke away. Because see, it's something about this spirit. They were afraid that they wasn't going to succeed and be a success. And they didn't want nothing to interfere with it. Keep it just like it is. And when my sponsor got to tell you this real quick, when my sponsor got me going, and he knew that I was trying to get into it, I didn't have a memory because I'm a forgetter. I've been forgetting all my strife. I've been forgetting all my life. I forgot hard, long, and often. I couldn't. I made a business. I was a professional forgetter. I couldn't stand to remember. Maybe it's because I never done anything that was worth remembering. But my sponsor Ted told me what I had to do, and he better had. People would come in the Silver Spoon or the Blue Moon. That's where I used to hang out, all the scampers from the tramp camp. We'd hang around in there and wait for somebody for the action to start in the evening. And the guys be playing cards in the back room. The music be playing, the cigarettes being smoked. Occasional laughter over in the corner by a couple. And the piano playing slowly. I like that atmosphere. I said, I like that. The music, strumming. And one of the guys said, hey, go get some, playing poker or something. They said, go get some chicken sandwiches. They point around. They say, you. And that was me, always me. And I was a runner. You know what a runner is, anybody? I was a runner. I had to do the running. Raining, snowing, anything going on. They didn't ask me, do I feel like it? They said, you go. And I went. I did what other people, I tried to do what they told me. I couldn't follow the orders out correctly all the time. Sometime I got a fat lip and I got mumps. I had the mumps almost every week. Somebody swole my head because I promised to do something and didn't do it. Like work for them after I got the money. So they would send me to get the sandwiches and I would bring it in. I was a runner. Guys always came in that place and they always talked about it. Guy would come in, stack of dollars. I never will forget old stack of dollars. Old stack of dollars, he ran on the railroad. He kept money. He was a joker. And I was a laugher. He'd come in, hey, have you heard this one? And I started rolling on the floor. Guy said, don't do that. He ain't told it yet. And I said, I wanted to get my hot wine. And you know, when people tell jokes, they watch you closely. They watch you. And if you're laughing, I laugh hard and long. And he told me another one. I got another glass of wine. I'm the joker. I'm the runner. I was in it. I try to be anything anybody wanted me to be. Sisters and brothers, I don't have to do that no more. This is a freedom. Abraham Lincoln or nobody can give me no freedom like that. They couldn't anyway. Can't give you no freedom. I had to come to AA to find that out. I didn't have to go and get a PhD nowhere. I'm getting the greatest education on earth right here. But I got to have a desire. I didn't know what a desire was. But after listening to that word over and over and over and relating it to what people say, a desire. Wanting to do something right, like mama and them used to say. Say, you gonna do right? You want to learn how? I said, you going to learn to obey? I had to learn to learn. I had to learn how to learn. And then I got in rhythm. I heard my sponsor talking about moving a building. This is a big thing to me, and I'm going to be easing on down. How to move a building. How to move a building? How to move? He come in there one Saturday morning. He said, hey, look, you all, we're going to move a building today. I said, you hear that sponsor of mine? I didn't want him to see me because I'm scared of Ted. I didn't want him to look around. I said, you talking about moving a building? That guy said, sure, don't say nothing. He said, Ted does that every week. And so Ted started in, about 10 of us. He said, we're going to move a building this morning. The way we're going to move it, we're going to break it down to where we can handle it. Handle it. See, we're going to break it down. We're going to break it down. One nail, one pipe, one bub, one brick, one plank, one pane at a time. We're going to move this building across the street and even across the town. One nail, one pipe, one bub, one brick, one plank at a time. One pane. This is the way we live life here in Alcoholics Anonymous, Ted said. Not 3 score and 10. Not 90 years for a long lifetime. He said, one day, the maximum. Tim told me what maximum meant. But the maximum is one day. The minimum is right now. One day, right now. One look at me and he knew good and well one day was too big. But you had a measurement that would fit a monkey like me. Yes, you did, and yes, you do. You said 1 hour, 1 minute, right now. One day, 1 hour, 1 minute, right now. Don't drink, and you can think. And if you can think, you won't have the need to drink, Ted said. I said, did you hear that? I didn't have nothing in me. I was sick and ever. I didn't have no drinks, and I found out it wasn't the drinks and the drugs that had me tangled and mangled. It wasn't the drinks. It was my unruly, crazy mind, sick. I don't know what was wrong with it. It wasn't right. And you all took your patience and your time. Anybody in here that's trying, I saw the young sister. I was sitting with her this morning twice. I had the privilege to sit by you, young lady. Yeah, they called 38 and I jumped up. That don't look down on you. Your time ain't nothing little. Got nothing to do with this. Time ain't got nothing to do with nothing. And AA, ain't that something? I got 10 years, 20 years.
I heard about Socrates. Since I've been in here, I can hear you all give information. This is an information, son. Isn't that something? The best. I didn't know what I had found out.
Guys be running around in the mustard seeds talking about, man, take it easy. You telling me to do all this and do all this at one time, is to take it easy. That don't mean say easy does it. Say that they talk about it, hey, easy does it. Easy does it has nothing to do with slow down. Easy does it, Ted said. Now I'm not saying you telling you, you probably heard it differently, and you're probably right for you. So don't get mad at me. Say, you hear that market coming up there with all that. Hell on his chin talking about easy does it. What his sponsor. What my sponsor did say it to me. That it has nothing to do with speed. Easy does it means take the confusion out of whatever you're doing. Ted said if it takes you an hour to leave where you live and get down to that job on the post office, you take an hour and 45 minutes. So when you go down those L steps or come up that subway, you can cool it. Don't be running over old folks and tripping right there at the state of Van Buren. You can go on down to a little place called the subway where you get hurt sometimes by tripping down the steps. Have to go down to a place called the subway place. When you open that door to go down there and get a little fix before you walk over about 5 blocks to the post office, they got all kinds of soft lights. Nice people down there, music playing, and they got something about a fix your boss drink. They got a drink down there that says fix your boss. And maybe you don't have to come, but you can cuss that boss out of there. We got a straighten your boss out drink. Called 75 cents. You don't have to run down those steps and go and get a fix your boss drink. Easy does it. And when you get to the place like I used to do, mail handling, I would walk upstairs ahead of time. People saw me. Things had changed. Things had changed, my sisters and brothers. I wasn't paying no attention to it at first. I know people were looking at me. I was looking all down. But I didn't have time to be figuring on them because I had too much other things on my little pea brain. And I had my book. I had my book. And I was going to my meeting. And I was finding out something about me. M-E-E-E, me. And something out about me, I had to emphasize the way I could get it. Me, 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 me. This was exciting. And when Ted talked about moving that building and talking about one bell, one bro, I got a rhythm from it. I got music, how it works, every time he would read it. I call that how it works for years, the song of life and love. Music, I heard music in my meetings. I heard music in my meetings. I heard music. I was ashamed to ask somebody. One day I got up enough of a nerve and I asked Ted. I said, Ted, where is that music playing? He looked at me real hard. And I knew what he was saying. Where's the music? It was all over that room. That's where it was. Music was there. Maybe it was coming from your eyes. They say a lot of things. Maybe from your heartbeat, the flow of your blood. It was from your love. I didn't know what love was. I began to find out what love is, my sisters and brothers. I'm telling you all this because I'm letting you know that your teacher's not going to tell you anything. I'm learning how to learn from you. Francis Quinn was a jump start. That Irishman, I didn't know he was white. When I came from the South, all I heard was about white and color. I didn't know it was two people on the face of this globe. I am not talking about any politics or any racism or anything like that. I'm talking about life as it is for real. And it ain't like I thought it was, and like a lot of people may think it is now. For me, I've got some ideas of my own today coming through AA. Really ain't no ideas. These are things that I go by my guidance. Here's a man that broke all old traditions. There are a lot of traditions. I believe in, take a great country like this, got a lot of traditions. They talk about it in the Senate. They talk about everywhere, old traditions. Got to stick by. And I believe in, and I got a country could travel this far and say, this is my country. This is Black Jimmy Hodges' country. I start telling the world. I hear a lot of people back in the 50s and 60s. They start talking about who they are. I'm learning who I am. I need to know. I need to know. When I hit Chicago, I didn't know there were Italians. I didn't know there were Italians and Irishmen, Germans, Jewish. All I knew there was white and black. Polish, Swedes. Main of all, my main people, it seemed, was Irish. The Irish, the Irish. Za-da-dee-dee-dee, Irish. I played music. Wait a minute, let me get back here. How the music started. The music started from how it worked. And I developed a rhythm. I wasn't ashamed. I would sing in the meetings. My sponsor let it ring and sing. He let this message come out that way. And my sponsor told me one day, y'all, I was telling one of those old timers, Eddie McHarris. A lot of those old timers back there, near old timers, didn't like Ted because Ted split a lot of verbs and hung and lynched participles, they had words in. And they said, he's running that boy over there. So he told him that the steps would jump off the wall. Ain't that something? That's what Ted told me. Because I told him, I said, Ted, guess what Mac Harris told me? Because Mac told me one day, he said, hey, what you still up there and looking at all that and focusing in on that right and asking Mickey to help you read that, the fourth step. I said, I'm on the fourth. He said, how in the heck can you be on the fourth step? People back in those days, they did, and you had to let people take you through it, and they take them through it now. I'm not saying they don't. And I flew when he said, you ain't ready for that step, and I flew to Ted. Anytime something got me done, I go and I said, Ted McHarris, he said, take your time. And I said, he told me I ain't ready for that step. He said, I'm trying to do too much. And I quit smoking last month, and I was telling everybody in the meeting, I didn't think they knew it. I didn't think they knew you could quit smoking in this program. See, I didn't. I thought everybody did. But when I said, I found out when you start killing, when I learned not to hurt myself. See, when I started to like me in here, it took a long time for me to learn to like myself, my sisters and brothers. And when I did, I saw somebody named Villa Stewart. I said, Villa, Mickey White. Mickey White's still living. Out there as an artist, a black artist, had a studio downtown. We used to run around together. We were about the same age, 90. We were about, he was a young guy, and so we went on out there. Was young then, so he said, I quit smoking. I said, you don't drink coffee? He said, I don't put no cream in no coffee, and I don't put no sugar. And I know I was sick of coffee. And I started filling my cup full of half coffee and water. I thought everybody would do it when they found. And I wasn't thinking about everybody. I knew what I had to do. And Philip, boy, I was so happy. And so I went, and I saw the guy, I'd get up in my meeting, tell him, I don't have to smoke no more. I was retired and people didn't want to hear it. Boy, they was mad. I was like, boy, I was smiling. I thought I was going to get a pat on the back. I said, I don't have to say that whine, oh, just come in here. And he's trying to do too much. We remember a guy named Prentice say he came in here and he got trying to do too much and do all that stuff and he got drunk and died. And they were whispering the word, they were passing bets out on me. I didn't know it. It didn't make no difference. They say he'll be drunk after a while, dumb as he was. But I had a sponsor. His name was Ted. And Ted told me it's nothing impossible here. In AA, nothing's impossible. Everything. Don't you stop. I was thin as a glass razor blade when I creeped and seeped in here. The lungs were gone coming out of the Army. I wanted to stay in the Army. I didn't want to get out. 45, they said, no, you got to go. They said, the war is over with, and we are getting rid of our dead weight. And those people called me dead weight. I was weighing thin as a Gillette razor blade. And they said, you better quit smoking, because I was doing double time on smoking. And so and that was real smoke, and those were Camels and Chesterfield. So I was thin as a Gillette razor blade. Then I quit smoking my first year because of you all. Without the symphony of life and love, the symphony, the rhythm that comes from the soul, the heart, the count. I quit smoking. 1960, January. Then I started eating everything that wasn't nailed down. I went up to 191 pounds. Me, 4x5. 4x5, my mom's sticking out over my side, was fat. I was eating anything that wasn't there. And in September 26, 1964, when I started obeying Ted, I jumped into these spiritual programs. Principles. Then I quit eating meat, butter, milk, eggs, chicken, and fish. I started living on fruits and vegetables and grain. Then I know how to jive on that when it got pretty rough. I would take that wheat and some other things, that wheat and flour, and make pie crust and make peach cobbler and eat the whole cobbler. I have an addiction. I'll eat up. I'll overdo anything. So I had to back off, retreat. That's why I like retreat. Ain't but a few more minutes, but I want to tell you about what I'm learning from you. Retreat. Oh, I'm so glad you're here, and I know you are. I see it in your eyes. I see it in the bounce to your ounce. This is exciting. Todd's been talking to me. My other brother, I don't know him so well. I've seen him. He brought cheer to that mustard seed to me. He's sitting up in my Tuesday meeting. Your Tuesday meeting, my Tuesday meeting. I got a meeting, that beginner's meeting, my meeting, another meeting of mine. This is my meeting. This is my retreat if I want it. I better act like I do too. Rhythm, find your pace. You got to get your rhythm. The Army had it up. Hut, ho, three, four, hump. Stop. Don't step off too fast. Now step out. Get some rhythm. Be standing up there clowning. Rhythm, AA. Find your pace to occupy your place in this space. Easy does it. You got a lot of equipment and rhythm around here. Ted told me one day, he said, let's go. I said, let's go. He said, yeah, we're going to Notre Dame. Never ask me nothing. Went to the first retreat I ever been to. Notre Dame. Soon as I walked into that retreat house hall, I saw it on the wall, a plaque. You all were in that plaque because you had been teaching me over 3 years. And you've been teaching me well as you are doing it now. But I'm a slow learner. I'm hard to learn. I hate to stand up. I felt shame when I had to jump up on 38. Because if somebody be around me a little while, they say, man, is that the way you act when you've been here 38 years? See, I don't say too much about me. See, how long you been? I say, I've been there quite a while. From the results, I'm not ashamed. Not drinking. But even not drinking ain't in the program to me. That's what Ted said to me. Just not drinking. A lot of people think, say, how, what is your time? Time is good to let people know this work. But some people think time means control or seniority or something like that. My sponsor said, oh no. Oh no. Time don't mean. Say, time is something you make use of. Time don't do nothing. There are a lot of people that are just meeting makers and not drinking. Just like some people say, is that a, ooh, that lady been coming to church? No, she's just a church goer. She's not a church member. She's a church goer. Get real sharp on Sunday. Church goer. That's some AA members. Some people go to go to meetings, boy, I like, say, I want to get some cigarettes. Hey, got another cigarette? Go and get their supply of cigarettes for the day. Some people go there and say, catch that guy, new guy coming. Hey, you got an extra, dollar until next week. Some people go to my, get out of the rain. If it's raining real hard, you see guys coming in. Rain duckers. Pain duckers, like me. That's the way I slid and skid in. Meeting makers. Meeting makers. That's all right. But you all are shooting it to me. You're shooting it to me. There's some things to be accomplished here. There's some peace of mind. Some education. The big things, leveling off, big thing. I didn't know. I felt as the old traditions had stated it. All I heard of when I was in Shelby, Mississippi. My mama had a tailor shop there. She sold for all people, white, in that county. A little south of Clarksville. I heard my dad talking about Clarksville and them guys 51 years sober around. I was surprised. Ain't nobody sleep down in the south. People think the south is sleep. I mean, it's hot weather and everybody lays and they, I don't see how they lost the Civil War. Now don't start if you got in the northern and they want to come back. Because I am not from Chicago. I was born in Shelby, Mississippi. But I got my AA, but it doesn't make any difference where I was born. I am living now. I was born again in Memphis, Tennessee. Boy, people get over and say, man, that monkey choke and lie. I was born in Notre Dame. When I went to Notre Dame, Ted said, let's go, and I went. And as I walked into that retreat house hall, I saw it on the wall, that plaque. And I froze. I said, look, we were only two blacks in there. And Ted said, don't make so much noise. I said, we can't go nowhere now. And said, people in the streets out there, 63. And you don't do that. He said, I didn't hear him. I was pointing at that plaque. I said, look, I seen it. I could read it. And that priest was looking, they said. And I looked. And you know what was on that plaque? It identified you all to me. It says, I sought my God, but my God knew me. My mind is washed down the shell of Mississippi. And I found out, this has nothing to do with degrading. This has something to do with people who may have wrong information and can go wrong all their life on one line of information. But I'm getting some information in AA that if you want the best, you can get the best here. And I believe somewhere, somehow, I've been looking for the best all my ignorant life and didn't even know what I was looking for. It's the best, and I have found the best. See, I like rhythm. I have found the best. See, you can find your pace in any way you want it. You can do the boogaloo, the 1-2. You can do the waltz. You can do the crisscross. You can find it for you to fit you. This is life. in its fullest and in its highest. No walking around, moping around. I got to go and make my meeting today. I got to go make that old meeting. That old, when it's raining outside. It's raining. See, I can't go. The snow and the blizzard, they said, so the weatherman says, come. Another bad day then. My sponsor Ted said, ain't no bad days, Nate. No bad days, rainy or snowy. Wind blowing, snowy. Another good snowy day. Another. That's when we make meetings. When tragedy and some casualties happen, something extraordinary is happening. A meeting, make my A meeting. I'm going to see what courage is. I want to see what faith, trust, confidence, and belief. Faith, trust, confidence, and belief. Me and my little buddy couldn't go to those churches because he was 5 and I was 5. This is where I began to get faith in AA. Never had it before. Some people say, man, you go to church and you get your spirit. Not me. Because me and my little white buddy, his name was Andy. And my mother, the white folks would leave him in the shop back in the 20s, early 20s. And they leave him, but they have to be able to take care of themselves. Little old Andy would come in there with me. Little old me. And we were raising sand in that shop and making, she said, y'all got to get out of here. And I told them she had some peach limbs on us. But it wasn't. It was just some peach switches, they said. Wouldn't break on us because we had some toughies. And so you say, you all get out and walk all over this town. And then come back when you're getting ready to listen to somebody. Say, yes, ma'am. And we walked that town. We was glad to get out from big folks. Little folks like me, don't care if you're white or black. Little folks didn't know nothing about white and black. They knew they were little folks, and little folks had to stick together. And we did. We walked that town, boy, and we just walked and looking up at the clouds. Summertime. And we walked. And we were looking at people a lot of times on Saturday, people coming in from the country. Boy, we were looking at them old people with them old straw hats on and old horses and things. And we would walk. Then we'd get thirsty. We had to drop by a fountain. How much I got? 10 more minutes? I know. I see you looking at your watch. 10 more minutes. I'm going to put it on. I'm going to put it on. I got to. So we'd walk by and we'd jump. And we'd get in a fountain. And he'd start drinking. My fountain was broke. And I said, and he said, come on, drink. I said, no, my fountain is broke. And I said, oh, Chef, do die. I said, you going to tell him? I said, Mama told me. He said, no, I'm not. And I believed it. I looked at him. I said, wait a minute, Andy. I said, prove it. And he did. He jumped up, spun around 3 times, crossed his heart, and stamped his forehead. I knew good and well. He spun all the way around, did a somersault, and looked at me. And the way he looked at me, we were on our way. We drank out of every fountain in that town. Nobody's catch us doing nothing. Sheriff would come around, he said, what you boogers doing? That's what they call you then, boogers. What you boogers doing? But on Sundays, I saw that plaque. I sought my God, but my God eluded me. It missed me, and we cried on a Sunday because we couldn't go to those, together on those beautiful picnics from that church right across the street from where I was living that year. Couldn't go there together, and we cried. So when he said that plaque, it says that God eluded me. I sought my soul, but my soul I could not see. I sought my sisters and brothers, and now I'm finding all three. I am finding you are my sisters and brothers. It took AA to lay some adhesiveness here in my belief. And if I didn't believe that, I couldn't believe nothing but whole heart. If I doubt any truth, then I'm a liar to me. Like they said, if you believe in God, crying and hollering about please do this and do that, God said, that's what a God does. Said, you say you love God and you don't love your brothers and sisters. Say, the truth ain't in you. You're a liar and a cheat. And if you doubt one thing and you lay up a theory on something else, and then you get out, say, your theory and your whole life is. Not on just the last day, any day. But other than that, just like coming in AA, you don't never have to worry about nothing. You can meet and greet the challenges and changes. Yes, you can quit eating meat, you can quit smoking if you care to. You can quit doing anything you don't want to do and don't need to do. You can do it. It's a simple thing. I know some people like to run up here and slap me. But that's what it is. You can do that. Guy said, man, say, what you mean? Somebody said, I say, yeah, they say, you don't have to be no doormat today. Say, you are one out there drinking. Yes, I do. I can be a doormat today. Talking about what I don't have to be. I do have to be a doormat a lot of times. Ain't no trouble for me to be a doormat. Ain't no trouble for me to be anything I have to be a lot of times to help somebody else to find out what that is. Because you told me on page 18, you let me know all that celebration is good now. Don't tell me, don't be wrong. I just don't know they got 15 years. It's good. But they yelled at the founders and everything. And that sponsor told me the steps would take me after I told him what Max said. And he gave me a step to take. And it wasn't a step in the big book. It wasn't a step to be on those walls. That step was a big step in the believe me. He said, you take that big step and keep taking that step. And taking that step, and these other steps will take you, and they'll bring you through. And I told Mac Harris about it. And he said, did you all hear what that crazy ignorant kid said to this boy, 42-year-old boy, that he told him that those steps gonna jump off of that wall and out of that book. And they did. They did. I believe you know it. They jumped out. They jumped out into Dr. Bob and Bill. They hadn't had no steps written. They didn't write no steps from 1935 to 39. Yet they called. They told. They called. When those steps take you and they awaken you, they take you and awaken you, and then you find out you learn to care and want to share, then you know you can't share. You can't share that which you don't have and those things which you don't possess. Then you have to take the steps. But it ain't going to be no big problem. You don't have to have nobody dragging you through the steps. You don't have to have nobody dragging you through the steps. They pick me up and take me through. I've been wanting somebody to carry me on. They come in there. Dr. Bob and Bill and them say, hear ye, hear ye. I imagine my opinion. Say, come you all, come, come. We've done something. We've been working something. Come here, over 100. I say, come here. We got to write it. It hadn't been written. They lived in the past because they had took them already. How it works. We came to believe it. Hear ye, we came to believe. Da 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 do do past tense up to the ninth. Zada do the beef boop. Did it with a breath. They did it happily. People looked at them guys not drinking. Doing things like getting up in the morning, going to work, doing things like smiling sometimes, shaking hands. That's the kind of thing they were doing. They had a rhythm. They said, we have something that's taken us. And I imagine, because that lady was writing, she knew her English. She ain't said nothing there wrong when it was right. They said, we came to me. And we said, they knew it, something happened. And they said, tell them about this drinking. They told them, drinking wasn't it. Our drinking is but a beginning. And much more would appear at that. Period. Our drinking was but a beginning. Period. My sponsor Ted said, period means the end of a thought. Right? You ain't tugging no wall on that one. Not drinking. Yes, you do. You have to argue with that. We came, period. Then it started out with a big capital A. Let you know about time. A much more important demonstration of our principles lies before us. Look, ain't got nothing to do with 2 years or 5 years. Some treatment center say, you got to wait 18 months before you can even start the thing. You know, you can think, I've been dead long with my dumb stuff. How you gonna pick a time or something? Time don't do it. So I believe Martin Luther King,
Say, time don't do nothing. Time is something you make use of. You make good use of time or bad use of time. Ain't this something? You all present white brothers. Norm Roberts, Fred Forehand, two white brothers that brought the message to the South Side in 1945. This ain't no picking on civil rights. I'm talking about what life is. They brought the message. Now, there's a black guy named Earl Reynolds working the post office. They sent him there from a place outside, west, way out of the suburbs. That place sold me up. Wasn't no treatment. Now, pay big money. Where all the gangsters never been going to the hospital. So, and he was making a bad name for him. So he was they let him out of 12 and he was back for one. So they said, we're going to send you to AA to keep it up. And he kept it up and he sent him to AA. Those two white brothers called on him. And they knew they couldn't take him to AA in Chicago in 1945. So when they came over there on 57 Evans Avenue, that's why our group is called the Evans Avenue Group. Although the group was on 50th Street, it was on 75th and Cottage. It's on 75th Street now, 319. They said, why is it called the Evans Avenue Group? Because those two white brothers had all that love and hope and faith and courage. Because it took courage to break old traditions, staying in black neighborhood, making your grip over that. See, some people broke old traditions. They came on and stayed there. Because the guy that brought that meeting to it, I'm going to put him out. I know this don't make sense to nobody, but it makes sense. It's so I got a chance. I got a chance. AA is a fun. It's an outfit. It's loose. But I've seen people come from South Africa. They call the mustard seed the crossroads to the planet. It's been that way for a long time in the 60s. The crossroad, anybody hit this planet here or hit this continent, they come through the mustard seed. People in Newfoundland, England, Ireland, Newfoundland, Germany, South Africa, Newfoundland, over in India, they come here. I met two Zulus. I said, you guys, they spoke as good as English as Prince Charles. They said, well, yes. And one of them spoke in our language, the Evans Avenue Group. I'm getting an education with you. I see lies being told about you. Think that's a bad word here now. All over. I mean, it's almost become a fact. We're back there all the way to the white folks don't care about that. People sitting up in blocks. But you see, needs make that this desire and this spirit breaks it down. There's a guy who risked his life. Two white brothers came on the South Side, brought the message over there in March of 1945. And the last one to come in was my black guy in that group. Was four black guys. The last one come in December. This is not it, but I have to tell you how AA got started. While a monkey like me so crazy about AA and Milton, Kevin, that little baby here. That the star, that other little baby, they're the stars of something. That's what it's all about.